Shakespeare on the Silver Screen. You are going to listen to two experts talking about adaptations of Shakespeare's plays. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. James Hansen, director.
It would be interesting to know how Shakespeare would make a movie if he were alive today. What kind of movie would he make? Now, we don't know a lot about Shakespeare, but we do know that he was an actor in the Lord Chamberlain's Men, and his main goal was to fill the 3,000-seat Globe Theatre. We know he was an absolutely fantastic storyteller and an amazing entertainer. So his dramas would have knocked the audiences dead with their emotion, their humor, and their spectacle. He was also incredibly popular. He was the equivalent of Steven Spielberg or George Lucas of today. He was that popular.
Brent Keyes, actor and director.
On film, you have the chance to enter the life of a character in a way that isn't possible on stage. We have come such a long way in the development of cinema that there are so many interesting ways to match images with words so that it becomes almost like new territory. Add music to the moving images, and perhaps a bit of computer animation as well, and you have a completely new genre that I'll bet Shakespeare would have loved. Today, you are able to approach a 400-year-old play as if it was a completely new script, because the medium now is even more involved in the interpretation. The text itself becomes less dependent on reference to historical persons and events.
James Hansen, director.
It would be interesting to know how Shakespeare would make a movie if he were alive today. What kind of movie would he make? Now, we don't know a lot about Shakespeare, but we do know that he was an actor in the Lord Chamberlain's Men, and his main goal was to fill the 3,000-seat Globe Theatre. We know he was an absolutely fantastic storyteller and an amazing entertainer. So his dramas would have knocked the audiences dead with their emotion, their humor, and their spectacle. He was also incredibly popular. He was the equivalent of Steven Spielberg or George Lucas of today. He was that popular.
Brent Keyes, actor and director.
On film, you have the chance to enter the life of a character in a way that isn't possible on stage. We have come such a long way in the development of cinema that there are so many interesting ways to match images with words so that it becomes almost like new territory. Add music to the moving images, and perhaps a bit of computer animation as well, and you have a completely new genre that I'll bet Shakespeare would have loved. Today, you are able to approach a 400-year-old play as if it was a completely new script, because the medium now is even more involved in the interpretation. The text itself becomes less dependent on reference to historical persons and events.